ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Thursday, June 14th, 2018. Hello, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I really have had a good day, too. I mean, it's been fairly busy here in the office, and, you know, what can I say? It's a beautiful day. The sun's shining. It's not humid. It's just a gorgeous day.
Well, it is humid here, but it's sunshiny, and I will take it. It's a beautiful day, and sure beats the weather we've have had. And
oh, yeah.
Summer, seems like summer might just be here, maybe.
Well, we're almost one day away from being halfway through June, so, yeah, I'll be here pretty soon.
It's incredible. You
know, it is incredible, and I guess you saw where Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania got hammered by, they said a tornado, but I don't believe it. I think the straight wind. I mean, did you see that? What happened at the car dealerships and the U-Haul lot there, and what happened to the mall? I mean, it looked like they stacked the cars up.
Is that right? I saw the headline Wilkesboro, but I didn't know what they were in the news for.
They said a tornado, but I have a friend that was in his truck driving 10 miles from there last night when it happened. He said it didn't even rain where he was. It wasn't even wind at all. So to me, that's not a tornado. That was a straight wind, and I've seen those things. They really are dangerous.
You can have tornadoes with that rain.
I know, but the way the stuff was stacked up, though, it looked like it was all stacked in one direction.
Yeah, that is bizarre. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but I think straight winds, that can be nasty.
Yeah, it is. It can be. But we did have a good day for gold today. We had a high of $1,310, settled down at $1,302.90, so almost $1,303.
Great.
Up $3.10 right now in the New York spot price aftermarket. We have silver up 14 cents at $17.25.
Good.
Platinum, yeah, great. Platinum was up $4 at $910. Palladium was holding at 1,014. The U.S., and it's, again, it's another interesting day. The USDX, the dollar, 1.13. That's a huge day for the dollar. A huge day. 94.71. So to get any positive gain out of gold with that type of a move in the dollar is incredible. The crude oil today was up 12 cents at 66.76. And the paper markets today, you have the Dow. No, the Dow was down 25 points at 25,175. The NASDAQ was up 65 at 7,761. The S&P was up 7 at 2,782. The 10-year yield, a little pressure on that, down 0.03 at 2.95%. And the euro took a beating today. European Union, I didn't see what they came out and said. Obviously, it was not good for their currency, as far as the European Central Bank was supposed to make their statements today. I believe Japan is tomorrow. And, you know, I'll look at break time to see if I can find my apologies for not having that in front of me right now. So the euro got hit today, down 1.75. That's a huge drop for the euro at 116, just as that huge increase we saw in the dollar. So again, it's amazing gold held on to its gain that we saw today. So good day. Germany was up almost 2% overnight. And, you know, I saw a headline today. I'm not going to talk a lot about cryptocurrencies today, but there was a headline that says Bitcoin prices have been manipulated, the study says. Well, what do you think gold prices have been? You know, it's like all the markets are manipulated, whether they're going up or, and of course, in our case, they manipulate the price of gold down, because you can't have great economies. You can't have high stock market prices with a high gold price. It just puts a little bit of a kink into their illusion. So that's the pressure to the downside for gold. But all markets are manipulated. I just thought it was funny that all these, you know, cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin prices and investors, they're manipulated. Well, yeah, we've been saying that for years, that, you know, ever since, you know, Bitcoin started going up to 20,000, of course it was manipulated. But anyway,
Well, it's strange how they play their games back and forth between markets and gold and Bitcoin and others, how they keep juggling those balls, and they're pretty good at it. You know, they keep them going.
They certainly do. And but, you know, again, the world is synchronized in its world economies, and the stimuluses in your major countries from the central banks. And so it's probably easier today to do it today than it was, you know, 15 years ago, you know, with technology and everything. So
there might be some challenges. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's all right. Let them manipulate all they want, because it gives a buying opportunity to folks when the gold prices and silver prices are lower.
And it is, you know, now the time to buy. Now is the time, because it could go up any day.
It could. Any day. And the thing of it is, everyone knows. Everybody knows. All your mainstream, you know, financial news programs, everybody has come out. Everybody is just waiting for this system to collapse.
Yes, they are.
And you know, your central bankers will say it. And I'm not fond of any of these folks, but, you know, they come out and they make the statements. Your big multinational corporations are coming out and saying it. But no one pays any heed to, you know, what they're saying. And, you know, of course, your financial planners that manage the retirement accounts and so forth, they're not going to do anything to protect their clients.
So, of course not. It's all about their profits and their bottom line. It really is.
Absolutely.
And you know, I want to make mention too something. You know, we're talking about the manipulation. There are some movements going on in this country, inside this country, that may challenge the Fed pretty soon. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sure you heard of it.
Yes.
So before we get there, I want to make one announcement here. You know who Tommy Robbins is, I'm sure.
Yes.
He was arrested in Britain, right. And people all over the world have been protesting about his arrest. Well, they get ready to transfer him to a Muslim prison, and already the Muslim inmates are chanting for his death. They're getting ready to transport him to a Muslim prison, which means, of course, a death sentence. You know that, too.
Correct.
And it seems like they have a way of shutting people up. And they might not do it themselves directly, but they put them in a place where it's going to happen, and they know it's going to happen. Melanie, that's really sad. I mean, it's in Britain, I realize that. But he's still a man. He still didn't do anything wrong, and he's going to be put to death by the hands of the ones that he knows are trying to take over the world, so to speak, and just because he spoke his mind. That's dangerous. It's very dangerous for all of us, because it's going to increase as time goes on, that we're all going to be in the same boat, even in America. You know that, too.
Yes.
So, anyway, I had to make that up, folks. If you pray for this man's life. It's very, very important. Very important. But here's some good news. Texas Bullion Depository, open for business, sets the stage to challenge federal governments. Now, this is no lie. This is actually happening. This is from Peter Schiff. The Texas Bullion Depository officially opened for business this week. The creation of the facility represents a power shift away from the federal government and sets a foundation to undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. Ooh. Countries that stockpile gold create a foundation of stability for their monetary systems. This is precisely why China, Russia, Turkey, and several other countries are increasing their gold holdings. But it's not just countries looking to gold to provide political clout and economic power. Texas recently laid the groundwork for its own gold depository. The reason? To wrest some economic power from the Federal Reserve by bringing some monetary autonomy to this Lone Star State. In June 2015, Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation creating the State Gold Bullion and Precious Metals Depository. In his signing statement, Abbott emphasized the autonomy the new facility will provide the state. The Texas Bullion Depository will become the first state-level facility of its kind in the nation, increasing the security and stability of gold reserves, of our gold reserves, and keeping taxpayer funds from leaving Texas to pay for fees to store gold in facilities outside the state. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, and I don't know if it's really going to compete, but, you know, I don't know, with a state that has a hard time managing its pension, state pension fund. I don't know. I don't want any state to hold my gold. That's just my view.
Well, I believe the state is intending to hold it for themselves, their own wealth as a state, and keep it out of the feds.
But I think it's also open to the people. I think they're opening it up also to the people.
I don't know if I'm just looking here. I don't see that here. They may have. But it says that the I'm going to emphasize the autonomy that the new facility will provide for the state. I don't see, but it said people, but it could well be. But anyway, right. Nonetheless, to take anything back from the Fed tickles me.
But how much gold do they have?
I don't know. It doesn't say that either. But they said they're in the process of moving in back in there. So I don't know. But gold all of a sudden, Melody, is hitting everywhere worldwide as being an important medium of wealth. It's everywhere, all over the world. People, nations are starting to see it and starting to say, we want gold back here. And they're reclaiming gold back that we stored for them for years. And they were a bunch of idiots back then, but they're wanting to go back. They want to become more independent in their ways. And so people should see this as if they watch news at all. Of course, this isn't covered much on the news. But they do. If they listen to this program, they should realize that gold is wealth, and that's how our nations and individuals protect their wealth, and they need to get some of it while they're getting still good. That makes sense to you?
Well, of course. But it is open to the public. It's the first of a kind. And it did open to the public. I believe it's also in Austin, and so it is open to the public. I do, yeah. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, I just think it's amazing that a state is finally realizing that's got to look up for itself a little bit.
Well, I think so too. And Texas is the state that certainly is, a leader. Of states across this country. And, I mean, heck, they have their own power grid. So, they are very independent, Texas is. So I think it's a wonderful thing. Personally, I wouldn't store my gold with the state.
I wouldn't either. I keep it to myself. But nonetheless, it's a good move maybe on the state's idea.
There's a lot of gold dealers in Texas. You've got some huge wholesalers in Texas. Dallas is a huge, several of my suppliers are in Dallas. So are they working with the state? Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's interesting. I don't mean to sound like I'm against it or anything like that.
Right,
I think
right.
It's great. It brings gold back into the picture.
It does. It tells what gold really is. Gold is protection of wealth for a state or an individual.
Right, right.
It really is. But what do many people in this country actually know? That states were intended to be independent nations, nation states, with the federal government only there to, more or less keep peace between the states. And what do many people knew that and know that now?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been lost in time, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It certainly has. No, I think it's currently it shows that the we all believe that the Fort Knox gold is we all believe Fort Knox is empty and hasn't been audited for years and so forth. However, I wonder if I don't know the answer to this question, and perhaps I should know this answer, but are states allocated with certain amounts of gold, and would they have been stored in Fort Knox? So it is,
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know that.
Now, I do know states can make investments. They certainly do. And that was a problem with Texas. Those that managed a lot of these pensions, the state retirement plans and so forth, particularly for the public pensions and so forth, they really did mismanage. And, they bought islands and, all this kind of stuff. So maybe they are now going to buy something a little bit more stable like gold. I can remember Ohio. I can't remember what city it was, but there was the comptroller. He was an ex-gold dealer, and he got into a little bit of shenanigans, but he was actually buying collectible coins for their investment, for the part that they invest. And only he was doing, you know, he was doing things that, you know, weren't real honest, and he got in trouble and got sent to jail. But it was funny because the coins that he purchased had gone up significantly. They didn't lose any money. And so I don't know, it's a good thing, but I'm always just a little skeptical of the real reasons behind it. And don't get me wrong, I think it's great, and I do hope more states follow suit, but as a private individual, I wouldn't store my gold there.
I'll keep mine in my own power, thank you, but I mean, it's something, we'll see. But I guess you also have heard, even liberal news media is saying this now, we have the lowest jobless rate in 44 and a half years. Now, I know what they're saying, and I see the numbers. But I also know that over 100 million people are out of work. I'm not sure how this is working out that they can do this. I know it's all been juggled. I realize that. But to say it's the lowest it's been in going on 45 years, and knowing the facts and numbers are out there that says it's not, it's amazing. And everyone's, you know, and I'm not putting Trump down. People say, well, you're anti-Trump. No, I'm not anti-Trump. I just tell it the way it is. Trump pulled off a big coup the other day when he went to meet with Kim Jong-un, and I hope it works out really well. I truly do, for everybody concerned. But the numbers, the real numbers, are showing that these numbers we're having here are not true. And if they are true, people who made $20 an hour or more are making $5, $10 an hour, $12 an hour working at McDonald's. It's not the same scenario, Melody. It cannot be the same scenario. Middle-class people cannot live on minimum wage. No matter how many jobs are out there, you cannot work, you cannot live on minimum wage unless you have two different jobs, at least. Any comments on that?
You know, I was reading an article earlier today where it's 7% of a person's wages just goes into buying gasoline. And I thought, well, that number sure seems high. And I worked some numbers, it's like, yeah, that's about 7% of a person's income goes to purchasing gasoline. 7%.
Wow, that's
and
a chunk.
It is a chunk. And you don't hear anyone talking about healthcare anymore. And so everything is rising. And it is difficult to see how people are making it all work together when you have, you know, wages are not increasing to the rate of inflation that we face today. And we are facing a break right now. So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's the phone number for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And during the break, we had a caller. He wanted to know what the call-in number was. And Stephen, if you're listening, it is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. So give us a call, Stephen, if you wrote that number down. And I did a little comparison. You know, people hear me talk about the low premiums on the $20 gold pieces. And I was just curious to see, since we've had that big drop in gold going from down to like $1,294, and it popped up and it's been fluctuating. So I just went back a month ago. And in May 14th, the spot price of gold was $1,319. June 1st, it had dropped to $1,294. And when I was working this trade, it was earlier today when, or this comparison, it was actually $1,308. So from 514 to 61, we had a $25 drop in gold prices. I went to my $20 gold pieces that I talk about. The Mint State 62 $20 Liberty gold pieces, they dropped $5. So in a $25 drop in spot, they only corrected by $5. Mint State 62 $10 Liberties, I've been running specials on those. They did very well. They didn't move at all. So we had a $25 drop in gold, and their price stayed the same. And the Mint State 63 $20 Liberties, they did correct, but they bounced back today to the same level as they were on May 14th. So, and we still have an $11 loss from the 1319. So, and that was when it was priced at 1308. So, they can seem to be more volatile, the pre-1933 coins. But it goes to show you, when you have something, when you have coins that will gain over the melt value and the spot price in this, in a panic-driven market, they're going to do extremely well. And this was just a perfect comparison to share this with you, that on a $25 drop in gold, a Mint State $20 gold piece corrected by $5. So one of the reasons why you buy and you want to hold some Mint State coins. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure that you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter.
All right. You know, I was thinking about that when you're talking about the gold, you know, the coin, the drop in $25, but the coin stayed basically the same. Yeah. How much did the dollar drop in the same time?
Well, we actually been seeing a little bit of strength in the dollar, so it makes these coins even more important.
Well, you know,
we've seen some weakness, but you know, since Larry Kudlow got in there in the first night of his new job, he comes out and says, you know, sell gold by the dollar. There's been pressure on gold, and you know, the dollar has been getting a little bit stronger. But so gold's performance in this strong dollar trend is doing extremely well. So,
well, what is the actual inflation rate, though, do you think? I've been told different figures. Is it 10, would you say 10% at least?
Probably running about 8, 9, 10%, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you count that up over a period of a year, that's a lot of inflation, or if you even put it this way, devaluing the dollar every year. It adds up pretty quickly. The dollar's not going to go away, but it isn't buying pretty much anymore, and it's not going to get any better. You know, of course, you've been following the news about President Trump, you know, and the Prime Minister of Canada been having some words. You saw that, right?
That is correct.
And, you know, you watch this, and you know, he called Trudeau weak and dishonest and weak, and I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on there. I've heard both good and bad about this. And, of course, German Chancellor said that, you know, Merkel said that his statement was sobering and a little depressing, what Trump had said. So they're promising retaliation about the tariffs. I don't know what's going on there, but I do know that you heard this also. Of course, he's since apologized for it, but Peter Navarro says there's a special place in hell for Trudeau after his G7 stunt. So I don't know. I've heard different sides on what happened at G7. And you are much more up on what I am. What happened that ticked off Trevorrow or Navarro so much, along with Trump and Trudeau and Merkel? What went on there besides the tariffs? Is anything went on besides tariffs that caused all this?
Oh, they're just acting like a bunch of little children. High school stuff. You know, for Navarro to come out and say that, and yeah, you had Trudeau say something after President Trump left about the tariffs, but it's all about the tariffs. It's about NAFTA, and you know they're not getting what they want, so they're stomping their little feet. And I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? And everybody entices one another. You know, Trudeau says something, Trump says something, but this is the era that we live in. It's like, grow up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of any of these new world orders, you know. And I would like to see the tariffs work. Personally, it's too late for the tariffs to work, and I'm not sure how. So, you know, to me, I didn't really pay much attention to it. It was just a bunch of little children, you know, pouting and so forth. But what's interesting is because there was a report that came out. This is from the New York Post, where Canadians are boycotting U.S. products and they're canceling vacations to the U.S. And so not sure. I mean, this is the New York Post, so I'm not sure how strong this is, but shoppers are shunning Kentucky bourbon, California wine, Florida oranges. I can't believe that they would know this already when the G7 meeting just happened, you know, so it's a pretty quick response that they'd be canceling their, you know, having actual reports of numbers to show that this is happening. But there are on Twitter hashtags like hashtag buy Canadian, hashtag boycott U.S. products, hashtag boycott USA are spreading as outrage over these tariffs, Trump's tariffs, begin to grow. An Ottawa man posted a Trump-free grocery cart full of products from Canada or from countries with strong leadership. You know, so
I don't know. I'm just, it's amazing to me. I have no idea what's going on. I mean, it's just, I know that you heard, of course, from Greg the other day that Canada's been using us in the United States and has been draining this work with China. And I have no doubt that's partially true. I mean, no doubt at all. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I know that Mexico said they're going to do some retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., and their peso dropped big time when they said that.
Mm-hmm.
The peso drops in, you know, big time. And so I don't know that Mexico especially can do anything that really hurt it, because if they're going to destroy their peso, what have they got left to work with?
Well, it depends on it dropped, but it depends on if they can stem the losses, because anytime they have a lower currency, it helps their exports. So in retrospect, it could benefit them, because then,
well,
you know.
If it helps the exports, though, the add tariffs to exports will make any difference. You know, if the tariffs added on the exports, who's going to buy them if they're going to cost more here?
Well, there's other countries around the world.
Well, that's true, but I just wonder if that was going to make a difference.
I mean, I don't know. Because you know what? This is just a bunch of verbiage. It's just a bunch of, you know, I mean, what has really happened so far? What tariffs are actually on, and how is it actually affecting anything? It's just too soon to tell. So all of this is just distractions. That's all it is.
It is.
Name calling and a bunch of babies is how I look at it. And these are our world leaders, the elite. And I mean, I'm looking even at what we have here in the United States. is what we call our so-called politicians. They're just a bunch of...
Do you remember back in the 60s when Khrushchev beat his shoe on the podium in a meeting? Remember that? And everybody in the world laughed at Khrushchev for acting like a child?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the whole world doing that now. Maybe not take out their shoes, but it's basically the same thing. When he said, they said, you said, she said. I mean, come on. We're talking about world leaders here. Shut up and do your job.
I know it. I know. So, well, I mean, we really don't know, you know, it's, but, you know, the names that they call one another. I mean, you had Trudeau, you know, he's saying that, you know, it basically is it's mainly, again, a trade war with words. It's the same thing that we saw with North Korea, and they, you know, everybody's seeing how that turns out.
Right.
People love it, but to me, I just view it as distractions. And to what really is going on behind the scenes is what I see.
So you see the smoke and mirrors type thing.
I do.
Yeah, very well could be. But back in the real world, you know, a lot of malls across country, especially the malls that are out in the country, are really struggling. Country malls, as you say, rural malls are really in a bind, and landlords can't give them away. And that's a fact. They said that the price of them has dropped between 7% since last April, last year, or I'm sorry, earlier this year. And they can't get rid of them. They cannot sell their malls. Nobody wants them because nobody's putting business in them. And in Ottumwa, Iowa, when I read that, I thought about Ray Dahl O'Reilly. Remember that on MASH? He's from Ottumwa, Iowa? Remember
no, that? I don't.
Okay,
no.
He's from, anyway. Kmart, MC Sports, JCPenney, Vandy, and soon Herberger's apartment stores is shutting down in the mall. You remember when malls first started coming out? Everybody's so excited to go and get a mall in the area, and all the stores be under one roof. I hate them. I never did like them, but that was a big deal for a while. You know, Bon-Ton stores and Toys R Us, and all of them are bankrupt now, and they're going under. But all these stores and these malls are closing the doors for lack of business. They blame it on Amazon and other companies, and I'm sure that's partially true. But Melody, they were one time the center of commerce in this nation for a while, and I'm sure you realize that you went to malls yourself. My son went to the Mall of America in Minnesota when we went up through that way some years ago. I was not impressed. I don't like malls anyway. That place was so big, it would take a week to shop that place. But they're closing down all across the country. Do you think that? I mean, they say that people going online, and again, that's partially true. But do you think that's all of it? People just shopping online, no longer going to malls? I mean, people used to love to go to the mall. Do you think they just give up on that idea of going to the malls?
Well, I actually saw a report today that the brick-and-mortar stores are actually up as far as retail sales for last month. So, but I think overall, you know what? Personally, I believe if your retail stores cleaned themselves up and offered something to the people, I do believe people would go to the brick-and-mortar stores. So I do believe they could be salvaged to some degree. They still have to have an online presence, of course, because you do have that competition coming from that area. But again, these stores are so broke. What can they do? I mean, how do they... And the landlords of these malls and so forth, they're asking so much for it. They're strapped. They're broke. It's because everybody's in debt. And they don't have any extra money to do anything.
If you remember,
the malls, when the malls were first brought into the various areas, where did we shop? We shopped downtown of the town.
We did.
Everybody had a downtown. And then these malls came in, and what did they do? They closed up all the stores that were downtown.
And Walmart was a big part of that, too. You know that.
Well, Walmart still came later.
Yeah, but I would say they added a lot more to that, though, when they come into towns.
And then they added, you know, and right, they finished it off. They finished it off because, you know, people still would, you know, visit the downtown stores. But in a lot of areas, when the malls were built, and it destroyed towns. And then Walmart, and the ones that weren't destroyed, then Walmart came in and finished it up. So it is a progression of how we've seen this retail, how the consumers shop. And it's, and you know, we can almost use that scenario for a lot of things. Will we ever go back to those downtown stores.
No, you know, that was what made America at one time. It really was. But, you know, I ask you're a female. I'll ask you a question. I hate shopping. Never did like shopping unless I go in a sporting goods store to buy a gun. And I like that part.
Thank you for recognizing
my opinion. Well, anyway, most ladies I know enjoy shopping. And they'll spend all day in the store trying to save a dollar, and bless their heart, they'll spend all day in the store shopping. They enjoy shopping. Are women today preferring to go online more than they prefer going out to a real store?
I hate shopping.
You hate shopping.
I hate shopping. I go get what I need. And I could probably save a few dollars if I looked around and spend more time in the stores and everything, but I just get bored. It's all the same thing anymore. When I was younger, I probably enjoyed it more when you did go to the downtown or when you did go to the malls, and it did seem like the stores had something different to offer you, so, you know, you could shop for various things. Now, they all sell the same thing because the same thing is all built and made in China. All the trinkets are all made in China. They're all the same. They're all cheap. There's
true.
No value. So,
well, you know,
no, it's like I want in and out. And
I'm sure that a lot of women like you, but I think you're in the minority that don't like shopping. I may be wrong.
I am a minority.
But I just wonder if the women would rather go in the store or go online. I don't know. Personally, I don't do
but
much
the,
online.
But you know what? That is part of it, though, because when I did enjoy shopping and going to the malls, you know, you went in. It was nice. It was roomy. It was neat. You had, if you had a question, you could ask someone. It wasn't dirty. It was, you know, they respected you as a
yes.
consumer.
Right.
Now it's, you know, they closed down the, you know, even at Christmas time when you stood in lines to pay for your Christmas things, you didn't mind it. But now, all of them were busy, now they shut everything down. They have one person that really could care less if they have a line or not. You know, and half of them are out till midnight sleeping, you know, while they're trying
That's part of the work ethic, too. That's part of the work ethic in the young people. They just show up for paycheck. I agree.
That's right. So there's a lot of issues, but they're not going to be addressed because no one has any money.
Now
there's,
all
debt.
And this next article has what kind of stunned me. You know what the average price is today for a new car? The average payment per month is the average payment. You know what it is?
Probably $580.
Oh, you're good. $523 for a new car. Average payment. Average new car costs around $32,000. The average used car now is almost $20,000. Melly, that's way out of reach. You can buy a house for that 30, 40 years ago.
And we're going to be heading into another break, Pastor Butch, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Stephen, if you wanted to give us a call, it's 1-844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. He said he had a solution to all our problems, so I want to hear it. But
The guy? Okay, yeah, please call. But, you know, back to the car payment. You know, during the break, folks, we give each other a hard time. This time it's pick on Todd time. Anyway, we're laughing about car payments. But, Melody, $523 a month. Most people on Social Security don't get more than $1,500 a month. That's a third of what they're getting in. Then they got to pay expenses on top of that. I don't know how to do it. I really don't know how to do it. I truly, truly, truly don't. It's amazing to me. I wouldn't even think about it. Personally, I couldn't do it.
Well, when they created the Social Security program, they just said that we get a check. They didn't say that we could live
that's
on
exactly
it,
right. But you know,
promises.
But Venezuela again here is getting so bad that the government is seizing cattle, food, and staples from production sites, and the so-called authorities are just taking over factories, such as GM and Kimberly-Clark, were seized by the government, and many other means of production have been taken from citizens. So that's how desperate it is in Venezuela. But now here's some good news for gold and silver. Now, folks, pay attention to this. You can find this on YouTube. Check it out, YouTube. 1 ounce of silver buys 6 months of food in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, did you hear that? One silver dollar, 1 ounce, will buy 6 months of food in Venezuela. Now, you tell me that it isn't worth putting back a little bit of precious metals. But, preacher, we live in America. It can't happen here. That's what they said in Germany. That's what they said in other nations all around the world. It can't happen here. It is happening here, and it's going to happen here. And there'll come a time when an ounce of gold may be enough to put food on the table with you and your family. That's just the way it is. I'm telling you the truth. Do as you want. But go to YouTube and check it out. 1 ounce of gold, 1 ounce of silver, buy 6 months of gold in Venezuela. Now, Melly, that's quite a testament for silver, is it not?
It truly is. It's a perfect example of what we're going to experience. And, you know, nobody knows the time. I hear all these dates and so forth of when this is going to happen and when that is going to happen. Folks, inflation is robbing you on a daily basis. We don't have to have that black swan in order to... The black swan will wake people up. But in the meantime, government is still robbing from you through inflation. They're still stealing from you through inflation, and your purchasing power is going to continue to weaken. And we do have caller Stephen on the line with us. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Melanie. Hello, Pastor.
So what do you have for us?
Well, I have two points, and they're brief. The first one is we need to believe on Jesus and trust on the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we will be saved. Okay, the second point, and I know you're going to like this one, we got to stop wasting our money on health care insurance and instead use this money to buy nutritional products and precious metals. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. And now that Obamacare is gone, they may not fine you if you don't buy health insurance. I think it's a good idea. If you can do that, I don't blame you.
Is it gone?
All right.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. And anything else you'd like to add, Stephen?
Well, I could talk about this for a long time, but the first point's really the essential one.
Right.
And but we're just wasting money on this healthcare and stuff. And the ratio of what you'd spend on nutritional products and precious metals, it would depend on the individual. But, you know, we're spending, if you think about it, the thousands of dollars that we spend every year on useless insurance, we could be having a lot of good nutritional products, and we could have a lot of gold and silver.
That's You're absolutely
true.
Correct.
Very true.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, God bless you guys.
Good points.
God bless you, too.
Good points. First and especially, very good point. I agree with that 100%. We're
Absolutely.
In this mess because they no longer follow Christ and His commandments. We're in this mess as a nation. I'm going to cover that in my program, Melody. I'm going to cover this issue tonight. And I'm going to cover part of a, I guess you say, a speech made by a guy named Langdon, president of Harvard, president of Harvard back in 1775. Samuel Langdon made a speech to Congress. I'm going to cover it. The title of it is "Corrupted Government, Corrupted by Vice." I'm going to cover it tonight and what he said, and tie it with Bible. Yeah, we are in this mess, folks, because we forgot Christ, we forgot God, we forgot His laws. We're in this mess because we spit in His face, laughed at Him, mocked Him, and ridiculed His servants on earth. Yeah, we're in this mess because we disobeyed Him. It's just that easy. And I'll quit preaching. I'll go on. But anyway. Back to money issues. You probably know this. Argentina peso plunges to new record low. What happened in Argentina, Melanie? I mean, the IMF is going to bail them out. It didn't work. What happened?
Oh, no, but the IMF is going to go and give them another $40
billion. Oh, man, well, the first,
and people say, well, they're just going to create money and, you know, give these countries, you know, more money, let them go deeper and deeper in debt. Well, you know what? There is a day of reckoning. It will happen. And when you see what's going on and you read these headlines, and I just think to myself, I mean, the world is insane.
Yes, it is.
It literally is insane.
Well, you've seen this happen in the past. It's one generation kicking a can down the road for the next generation to take care of.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell my, you know, if we kick the can down the road, what do we say all the time? It's our children and our grandchildren I think it's going to happen in our generation, but move it to the children and the grandchildren in their generation that'll have to deal with the messes that has happened in the past. So why not help them while you can? And you can help the children and the grandchildren by purchasing gold and distributing it to your wealth so they can be taken care of if it happens in their time frame.
Pass it on to them when you leave.
I don't think we have that long. I think it's going to happen in our lifetime, and it'll probably happen in the next couple. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen
I did a teaching in the Bible called the Hezekiah Syndrome. Hezekiah got in trouble with the Lord for some sin he had committed. And he said, as long as there's peace in my time, he said, in other words, the heck with the children. As long as there's peace in my time, I don't care what the future holds. Isn't that the syndrome today in most people's minds?
It is.
You know, sad. And Brazil now is getting so bad off with the trucking strikes and all that, because the president named Rousseff had paid the oil companies monies to keep the price down for the fuel. When he lost the election, I was actually kicked out of office. A guy named Michael Temer took over, and he took the subsidy off, and the price went up, the trucks went on strike. Now they're getting so bad that the people themselves are asking for the military to step in. Could it happen here, Melody? Do you remember what Henry Kissinger said some years ago, paraphrased, that right now Americans will not tolerate the National Guard or the army coming in and taking over, but one day they will? Could that happen here?
Absolutely.
Brazil was a wealthy country.
So was Venezuela.
Absolutely. And it's not limited to just those countries spread all the world. Italy has had the biggest depositor run since 2012. Italy's struggling also. this is not a secluded a thing, or this is not one nation or even two or three nations. This is a worldwide situation. The EU is struggling to keep its head above water. The people, the nations want out of the EU because it's not working. And we're seeing this happen. And we have Sweden and Germany in places struggling with the influx of illegal immigrants, immigration coming in, bringing them in by the hundreds of thousands, and they're destroying the economy, taking over the cities and the state and the nations. Really, this is a destructive course that if they don't stop immediately, well, maybe it's even too late already. I don't know. But something to think about. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I had mentioned that the European Central Bank, Draghi, he made his announcement today that they're going to stop their bond buying spree, saying that the economy can beat the risk. So again, they're going to start tightening, but that's not going to happen until, I think he said it was in December, the end of this year, that they'll start doing it. So they're going to close this chapter of throwing money into the system and creating debt. And so they're looking towards a stimulus exit. And it's going to be really interesting to see as the Brexit continues, along with other risks, if there are U.S. trade tariffs, Italy, with their new populist government, how all is that going to work for the European Union? So, again, it's... the timing for that's probably not the best, but hey, we'll see what happens in August. That's if they do stop buying bonds.
Right.
That's if they do.
Something's got to give. I mean, it has to give. It's been every nation on the earth almost is up their eyeballs in debt. And they can't carry it much longer. They're getting bogged down in the swamp that Bush keeps what says he wants to drain. But anyway, they're getting bogged down in this, and we're seeing it come together not in one nation, but nations all over the world are starting to pay the price for that. You know that already.
I think this will be the last quarter. Even our GDP, if they really. I don't think they'll get it over 3%, although they're already talking about 4%. There's no way they're going to get it at 4%. But maybe if they did, this is going to be either the last quarter. Because all these economies, if you have Japan says, everyone is expecting Japan to continue their stimulus when they meet tomorrow. But if the European Union starts pulling back, these economies are just all based on stimulus. And so there's nothing real about these so-called strong economies. And that's just, they can't grow themselves out of their problems.
Well, they can't. And with all the natural disasters coming on state by state, fires, earthquakes, floods, matter of fact, I just reading this, it's entitled Earth in Travail. Now, we know that in Matthew 24, the Bible, Christ himself said in the last days there'd be pestilence and earthquakes in different places and all the, just many, many troubled things happening. It says Hawaii was hammered with over 12,000 earthquakes in the last 30 days. Now, I'll just read part of this. We haven't seen anything like this since Hawaii first became a state back in 1959. Kilauea would begin erupting on May 3rd. It hasn't stopped rumbling yet. In fact, authorities are telling us that Hawaii has been struck by 12,000 earthquakes during the last 30 days. Now, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's going on in Hawaii's economy with this. If it's going to bother them, I don't know. I would think so. But the Kilauea is erupting. 12,000 earthquakes in Hawaii. Melody, I mean, that's got to put a hurt somewhere on the money problem, the money situation in Hawaii. I would think it would, wouldn't you?
You would think. I mean, you'd think it would hurt the tourism.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to go there. one of my clients lives there, and she says where the volcano is erupting, it's on the other side of the island. She says all of those people that live there know the risk. So it sounds like, that they don't feel real sorry for those that lived there and lost everything. So it's not a highly populated area of the island because of the risk from the volcano. But you would still think, people around the world don't know this that are traveling there or would like to go there. So, they just decide to go someplace else. So, yes, you think it would hurt their tourism. And We don't know how much the government will bail them out. But as far as property damage and so forth, yeah, I don't know if when we would get the numbers as far as tourism and so forth, how much it has been hurt and so forth.
Well,
so.
All I know is that we're seeing things happen all this country, and it is sad, but it is part of our judgment also. People don't want to believe this, but America is under judgment. Whether it's man-made or not, God still calls these things to happen for judgment. With the hurricanes, the floods, the droughts, the fires, we know that we can manipulate weather. We knew it clear back in the 50s, I remember for sure, but now it's getting much more sophisticated. We're seeing this happen, and people say, well, that's man doing it. That makes any difference. Christ didn't say here that, well, God's going to do it, man can't do it. He says it's going to happen. Man is actually judging himself with what he's doing. And Melody, whenever you murdered, or he murdered 70 million unborn babies, is that not judging generations that could have been here to maybe change things a little bit? Is it not judging a nation to have their youth killed?
Oh, I mean, yes, of course.
So, we're bringing this on ourselves. It isn't God doing it to us. We're doing it to ourselves.
Doing it to ourselves.
So, it's a nice program. As I say, I'm going to do a little Bible study on this issue itself. You may want to tune in. Anyway, that's it.
All righty. Oh, that's it. We're done. We're out of here. 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for joining me today.
You're
welcome.
We'll
be back on Tuesday. And until then, tomorrow I'll be here with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And he left for me. That's too bad.